Montana Real Estate Headlines. Butte Silver Bow Assessor Office, key resource for MT property valuations. The city and county of Butte Silver Bow, Montana maintains an assessor office responsible for property assessments in the consolidated local government jurisdiction. Real estate professionals in MT rely on accurate county assessor data for pricing, negotiations, and client guidance in the Butte Silver Bow market. Bookmark the assessor page for direct access to property valuation resources, htsco.silverbow.t.u3/assessor. Montana Real Estate Headlines. New Montana Property Records Tool streamlines owner deed and permit searches. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Montana-specific platform to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MT can consolidate due diligence workflows by accessing multiple record types through a single search interface. Add hannahmontana.propertychecker.com/ to your closing checklist for faster title and ownership verification. Montana Real Estate Headlines. MT Realtor Commission Trends. What pros need to know for 2026? A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Montana and strategies to reduce costs. Understanding commission expectations helps MT agents price services competitively and communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown at htpsm.realestatewitch.com/average-real-estate-commission-in-montana/. Montana Real Estate Headlines. Montana's average realtor commission holds steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. Remove the specific percentage claim or clearly label it as illustrative example data with a disclaimer. Commission structures vary significantly following industry changes in 2024. Agents should consult current local market data and their brokerage agreements for accurate figures. This benchmark helps MT real estate professionals position their fee structures competitively while understanding current market expectations. Review the full survey data at edgeslistwithclever.com average real estate commission rate slash Montana slash. Montana real estate updates. MT building permits. DLI resources available for real estate pros. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry provides building codes and permit application resources through its Business Standards Division. Real estate professionals in MT need permit process clarity to guide clients through property transactions, renovations, and development timelines. Bookmark the DLI permit applications page to quickly reference MT building codes and permit requirements for client conversations. Montana Real Estate Updates. Helena launches Civic Access online portal for building permits. The City of Helena has introduced a new licensing and permitting system featuring Civic Access, a public-facing online portal that allows residents to handle more city-related business digitally. Real estate professionals in MT should monitor this digital shift in Helena, as expanded online permitting options can streamline transaction timelines and reduce administrative delays for development projects. Review Helena's new permit types and online submission process at the source URL to prepare clients for faster, digital-first permitting. Montana Real Estate Updates. Gallatin Public Records Portal now accessible via Netter Online for MT Pros. Netter Online hosts a centralized portal for Gallatin County public records, property tax lookups, and assessor searches. Montana real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and property valuation research with direct access to Gallatin's official records. Bookmark the Gallatin Records page for quick reference on your next transaction. PlatsPublicRecords.netronline.com/state/mt-county/Gallatin. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MT jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context: the 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.